know.
I have no choice.
I know, right?
Okay. Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for the admin portion of our regularly scheduled Public Service Commission meeting. There are a couple items on consent, and I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
And my apologies. I should have asked for opening comments. I suppose you guys want to start having those, too. Opening, closing comments on the admin meeting?
I would think it's only appropriate, wouldn't you, Randy? Just at least the opportunity.
Have you thought of something more clever to say? Moving on to discussion matters. Update number one, the update on PSC treatment of SHPO archaeological and historical information. Pat, you included a letter in here?
Yes, a letter, yep.
It looks like everything's in order to me, but was there anything more to discuss on this, or just wanted to give us a chance to...
Just wanted you to see the letter that I wrote to SHPO and the response that I received from SHPO, and that they're in accordance with what we're doing with the information. We just have to make sure to be diligent and not post any of that to the web. Mm-hmm. And if anybody ever comes up and requests to see the file, I had suggested a method to handle that. SHPO said, let's talk about it when it happens.
That seems smart. Okay, very good. Thanks, Pat.
I think it's great too. But where should we put this so 10 years from now, when we're trying to find it, or 5 years from now, that
an iFile? Okay.
So the answer is
iFile.
iFile noted, like SHPO response letter to something, whatever it is.
Well, we'll have to think about it. But it'll have the three lines, like a case file has.
Okay.
Label has three lines, and we'll. The second line will be the description.
Perfect. Because I think this is critical, because then we've got something from them saying it that we can reference down the road.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Pat, for wrapping that up. Number two, office space. I'm not sure if at the last commission meeting, which I missed, if you guys talked at all about this or what was done at the last one. We just held it over. Okay. Well, we have some space issues that we need to deal with, most specifically the rail folks. The space that we had targeted for them upstairs is really not conducive to two workstations. It's the half of the office for the IT person, the office next to Sue. And so we're looking at where else to put them. There's been some solutions proposed by Josh and Daryl. I know Commissioner Kulk, you kind of saw some of the, just it wasn't a decision that had been made. It was just looking at what it would look like if we pursued one of these options. So it was just intended to be part of the analysis. Was looking at what that option would be. So, Daryl, do you want to talk any more about this and just fill in what I left off? I'm just kicking it off to you.
Well, and in discussion with Commissioner Kulk, we are looking for a space for a mechanical inspector. And again, keeping in mind that we're only seeing them probably one, maybe 2 days a week, depending on weather and that type of thing. Like, for example, right now they've been in the office for the last couple of days because of weather and whatever. But Commissioner Kulk suggested that we look at the office space where Putt is right now. We have in that vault area. There's two areas. We have one where Craig is sitting, and we were using the other one for Aaron. But Aaron again is.
That's not the intent. That was the point. The intent of there is one office. They don't need two spaces
right.
at all. And didn't in last meeting you talked about moving
well,
up.
Well, originally they were going to have two spaces. I mean, that's how we, in our scheme, had put it.
Right.
When we had our last meeting, though, Pat and I and the two of them, we settled into one of them. They don't need both spaces.
They won't ever be here at the same time, so they don't need both.
Well, they may be here at the same time, but that would be such a rare occurrence. Okay. There's no need to give them both those spaces by any means.
Okay.
One of the other suggestions we had in looking at is, again, moving the Herman Miller where Amy is right now, moving that forward and putting some space back behind there. And then our temporary position would be there. And then, you know, in the work area we have now, we could have that as kind of the temporary, you know, if people come in and need an office space to use, and we could use that as well. So that's the only alternative I have now as far as any office space is concerned. So moving our mechanical person down here in the putt area, if that's okay with Pat, I guess, because that's your, and with Commissioner Kalk, and then moving that up forward so we can put our temporary office assistant and using that area back in there for anybody that comes in and needs the space just on a temporary basis.
Well, I don't know that we need to do that if that temporary, I mean, the temporary person could still be there. And who, we also have the workspace, the workstation in Shelley's office that's going to be added, right? Not by somebody who travels. Okay. The one thing I don't like about this is the rail people are separated. And with a new program and new employees, I think it's somewhat important to keep those folks close to each other. But, you know, we can see how it goes and how much they're in the office at the same time. They wouldn't just be separated by a different office. They'll be separated by a floor as well. So that is not my favorite solution, but
we could schedule something for the three of us to hash this out, because there's some other issues we should talk about, perhaps about personnel as it ties to space. And the I did talk to Amy, though, and it's not like she's about moving that up, and she thought it might just be a good synergy of use of time having that temporary person with her instead of having those two to jump back and
separated.
Forth. So she thought there would be some gains in that, even if we didn't necessarily, quote-unquote, need that space. So, mm-hmm. But space is always going to be a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And we just have to find the right, you know, alignment.
I just, the copier idea, I thought I got it. But when you go in the copy room, that's a nice space for all of our stuff. And I didn't want that to, that's kind of our area of the commission where people wait for meetings. It's the only green space we have left for, you know, to take a show area.
Yeah, no, it's obviously not an ideal solution, but you know, we have to weigh what we're looking for and you know, what's of higher value, having, you know, facilitating productive inner working relationships, or, you know, keeping the aesthetics of the office. I mean, I think that there's a discussion we should have about that. And how we might, what other options, you're really good at this, coming up with other creative solutions, what other options might we be able to look at for getting the two rail inspectors near each other? Right. So I think, let's add that to scheduling a meeting.
We could call it personnel discussions and office space, because there's some other things that I'd thought about that if we're going to open up Pandora's box on that space, we might as well throw out some other ideas that we can kick around.
Okay. All righty. Anything else, Daryl?
No.
Okay.
Didn't you just say last meeting, though, you were going to move forward with moving that forward for Amy? I thought you told us that.
I was going to wait till today, so okay. If that's okay, I would like to.
But I talked with Amy on that, and she really liked the idea of having an additional space there for the temp to,
sure.
So they could share it. So I thought that
makes sense
no matter what.
All right.
And then she has to get up and just do something else. She doesn't have to go chase someone
that's
down
true.
To answer
that
the phone.
Really nice.
And
that is
yep.
nice.
And there's somebody there to help serve as the main person.
Because I asked her that, thinking that, like, if she was against it, I'd never like doing stuff against people unless you really have to. And
right.
She jumped all over that idea.
All right. And that sounds good. Then let's move forward with that. Okay. Number three, substantive ALJ appointment to Soar High Plains Company 12-inch crude oil pipeline, McKenzie County siting application.
Sold.
Is this the one that we talked about today already?
Yes.
Oh, so that was already in the plans. It seems like the last time we did a motion on where we were using a substantive ALJ, it was in the motion.
We'll
we'll put a motion on.
Okay.
I think I might have had one ready, but John went home sick and it didn't get out, so we can put it on next time.
Does that have a clock?
They could make a motion now, too. If you... I mean, we put this on admin so you could decide whether or not. It doesn't matter that you already issued the notice.
Okay. Fine. All right. Very well.
The notice doesn't have to restart when you do an ALJ?
No, the notice is the notice. The ALJ knows it's a maybe and is fine with it.
Okay.
So I think it's a good idea. This is what we're discussing, right? Should we do it? I think it's a good idea. Pat, you obviously are okay with it.
It's fine.
And I think my colleagues are okay with that, too. So let's go ahead and try to find an ALJ for that one.
Well, and this is not telling ALJ to eat fish too much, but make sure it's not the brand-new ALJ that does our case.
We already have an ALJ. It's Pat Ward.
Okay.
Good. And Pat knows that this is on your agenda and is maybe coming and said fine.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Do you want me to get a motion ready now, or can we just...
I think we can do it the next time if it doesn't affect the... Anything else?
No.
The timing? Yeah. No, next time is fine, Alana.
Right.
January 5th?
Yes. Okay, so that's it for number three. Number four, Clean Power Plan, Health Department comments. Actually, weren't we going to schedule a meeting for this?
This was, supposed to be for scheduling.
Oh, okay.
But since we're on it as a discussion point, should we just schedule it? But I had asked Victor to see if, talk to people at MDU to see how long our informal was going to go today. And so I don't know what time to schedule it for, but I'm hoping we can have this discussion this afternoon.
I think 2:30 is good.
Okay.
If we run long, then
we're... Informals usually don't last more than an hour.
I think Victor's grandstanding more than an hour, so I think that...
So we don't need more...
We don't need more than an hour. I spoke to MDU. They need roughly half an hour. I don't think I'm going to need half an hour, so... an hour is more than enough time.
Okay.
So we'll do this at 2:30.
2:30 today. And then if we could also, maybe right before that, which would you prefer, to get together at 1:25 and do the motion on JF1 that we held over, or do you want to get together at right before this discussion about the Clean Power Plan? So say that's 2:30. We do the JF1 and then do the Clean Power Plan at 2:35.
I think I would prefer our informal's at 1:30, right?
Correct.
I'd rather do that at 1:25 before the informal than in between them.
Yeah, or even earlier. I'm not going anywhere for lunch. I don't know what you guys have planned for lunch, but I'm not going anywhere today.
Okay. Well, let's say 1:25. That much shouldn't take but a minute to get that done.
Unless Randy's opening comments are longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then there's closing comments, too.
Yes, we have closing.
Okay, so we'll say 1:25 for a special meeting to, let's see, I want to pull
Scotty,
it up.
Do you want to add anything to the special meeting?
Case number PU-486-DARYL.
Pardon?
The special meeting is for 1:25 on case number PU-15-486.
Gary, am I forgetting something we were supposed to talk about today?
So we got that one.
Oh. Okay.
All right, and then Jack and Sarah are putting together the order for that, and hopefully we'll have that to look at here even before too long. Okay. Let's look at the scheduling items. We're done with discussion items. Anybody else? Pat?
Alana just remembered that she has a stack of copies of a motion to do the substantive ALJ, and she's gone to get them. And the commission could make the motion today and it'd be done.
It'll okay.
Be ready to go.
So we can add that to that agenda as well? Or this morning?
This morning, yet.
Like in this meeting?
In this meeting.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, we'll come back to that then. So we'll move to scheduling. Does anybody have any things they want to schedule before we get in to go down the list? Maybe the formal hearings we should do first.
We can remove number six, right? For doing ALJ?
No. Oh, well, yeah, I guess. You guys just work it out with the ALJ. All right.
But we'll still have
We don't have to be there. Okay. She can work that out with the ALJ. Our schedules don't have to dictate that one.
Well, I think those 7 and 8 work sessions are probably
sure
things we want to prioritize.
I know that 7 is your portfolio, Julie. I just asked them to put it on there because I met with the folks, and I know the January 20th meeting was something that stuck in my mind, but I don't know what the week before is like for a work session, as I was thinking. I'm working on some stuff with that right now, as everyone else is, I'm sure.
Well, we have the 12th is tied up, the 13th. The afternoon I could. The 14th we have a hold.
Is that still a hold or?
MDU Generation Resource Cost Recovery Tariff and Rates hearing.
That's what the informal's on today.
Nope, generation.
Oh, okay.
Is that when that hearing is?
No, we just scheduled that for February something.
Okay, so that should come off. So the 14th? Or
sure
maybe
I got the right one, Brian, because that's all I got on the 14th. I'd be available.
Or the 11th. That would give a little bit more time. I think the 11th would be better.
February 4th, yeah. I'll just double check him.
Are you guys available on the 11th?
Of
January.
We have a meeting at 2, but Stacy, we can move that around if we have to, right? Yeah. But the answer is yes.
1 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay, let's do 1 o'clock on the 11th. Then that gives us a little more time to.
That's code access?
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Okay. Stacy, can you move ours to 2:30? Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, and the Mankato Energy Center.
On that one, can we move that out a ways? I'm hearing there might be some kind of a settlement thing. And a little bit of time to work on that.
So what are you thinking, Jerry?
I don't know, early February.
Well, are we doing the first?
That hold will drop off, too.
So that might work. February 1st?
Okay.
Is this something that they would come in for?
I don't know any more about it than that.
They probably could do a work session by phone, so.
The idea.
Yeah. So do we want to say
afternoon thing?
1:30 or 9:30?
I like 1:30 better.
Okay. Does that work for you, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. Jerry, is this a work session or is this a...
This is a work session.
I don't even recall the hearing.
If you recall, there was a Calpine had a power purchase agreement from a second. The idea was to add a second generator for
a combined
cycle.
I remember that. I just remember the hearing date.
We had it here.
Okay, that's my boy. I don't remember going anywhere.
It was here.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, now I remember.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. But I remember you and I talked before because after yesterday's discussion, like what happened there, and you were kind of waiting to see what they developed with that settlement agreement.
If something comes in, the idea being that if there's a work session, hopefully there'd be something before then.
And if not, then we can make a decision.
What's the settlement? Between our staff?
Staff and
okay,
NSP
that's
possibly,
who the okay.
I mean, or Calpine, too, is in
did
on
they
it.
Did they post it? Okay. All right. So that's February 1st at 1:30. We'll just schedule it. If we have to change it, we can. Say, Julie, could we do a Sakakawea work session? Do we need to get together on that one again, or can we just go straight into an order with that? So we can just wrap it up? and the tribal stuff? Oh, wait, the Attorney General's opinion.
No, that's where I was waiting. Since we last spoke, I had more discussion with folks in the AG's office, more discussion with Tom, or not Tom, more discussion with Zach, more discussion with Alana, and I'm okay with supporting the order as long as we put some wiggle room in the language there that says we're not saying yes or no, we're just saying we approve it as far as the jurisdiction on allotted land. So if we can, and Zach seemed to think we could do that, so I said that's fine, I don't need an AG's okay. reading, as long as we can get that language.
So we should try to button that one up by the 5th, if that's possible. By the 5th of January. Okay.
I did need to review it, though, to see what the actual language, but I'm sure Zach can come up with that. But yeah, I'm happy to vote on it on the 5th.
Okay. Let's see.
So I'm just looking at my calendar here when we scheduled this one on the 1st. The MDU meeting that we scheduled for February 4th, so does that one clear off the hold that we had on February 1st and the hold we had on February 5th and the hold we had on January
yes.
14th, or were those other MDU issues?
Those are all the same.
Okay.
So who pulls those holds off? Esther, you'll do that? Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's go up to the formal hearing, Oasis Midstream, on that one that we did today. Do you have some possible dates for that one, Sarah? Number 5 on the list here.
I do. One suggestion that came in this morning was that there is already a hearing scheduled for Watford City. I don't know if we want to do back-to-back, but John Morrison said he didn't think it would take longer than the morning for this one. Julie, that's your case, the One Oak Bakken 15-694. It's scheduled for the 9th of February. In the morning in Watford City.
Cool. Wow, that'd be great.
He thinks it should get over by noon. Do you have any thoughts on that?
We've never finished a hearing in 3 hours. Seldom. Well, never, but seldom.
Let's start.
Well, yeah, we've...
For one.
February 9th in Watford City.
I wouldn't notice it until like 1:30.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's One Oak Bakken.
What do you think of that?
I don't see a problem with it.
Let's try it.
And this, we think this one also will be a short hearing?
I think so. Yeah.
19 miles, right?
Yeah, but a lot of it is already in a corridor that is existing for, I believe it's a One Oak line.
Okay.
So they're going to be sharing, you know, so that particular section of ground has already been disturbed once.
Okay, so that would be for number 5, February 9th at 1:30. And you guys should try to get the same the same facilities.
Correct.
Okay.
We have a meeting the next day, just an FYI, but it should be fine. Our paperwork's ready to go.
Yeah. All right. All right.
It'll be one of those where then when we're on that Tuesday, we're saying, I'm not doing this again.
Why did we do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Whose dumb idea was that?
And then we'll do it again later.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice to kill 2 in one day.
You've made up your mind. You want to kill these 2, or?
Okay. Let's go next to the number 2 meeting with directors to discuss recommended legislative changes or additions. Did we originally save January for that? Was that what we were thinking?
Yes, we did.
Okay. So,
And that's different than our director's meeting?
Yeah, this is specific to the legislative discussion. I mean, we might be able to...
We had a whole January 14th that will move away. We could do both of those on the 14th. Other than that January...
looks good to me.
January really is a full already. Fair.
Yeah, let's try that. Let's do the legislative changes at... that could take a bit, 9 to 10:30, and then maybe 10:30, 11:30, director's meeting.
Sure. Fine by me.
January 14th. Whew. So the director's meeting would be 10:30. Legislative changes would be 9. All right. And then we've got this MRETS.
Just a quick thought, Madam Chair. Who's going to have an agenda for the legislative changes one, just because that...
Daryl and I will work on that.
Okay. So if we have things that we want to give to Daryl?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And Daryl will send out maybe a reminder a week or two ahead of time to say if you've got ideas. Yep. Okay. MRETS.
Yes, ma'am. When I was, wherever I was, the NARUC meeting somewhere, and the MRETS board wants to come talk to us with the, give us an update what they think is going to happen with all the discussion about the Clean Power Plan, keep beating that dead horse. And it's always nice to have the MRETS people let us know what they're doing, and they've got a new director. And I just threw those dates out. They could come visit me. And so if you two want to be part of that, it'd be great to have them brief all of us, because there will be a role for MRETS potentially down the road with...
Mm-hmm. And that's a group that we kind of stopped monitoring a while back, right? Yeah.
Well, we used to.
I think the 25th or 26th is great. Either of those dates work for me.
Okay.
Is it a 2-day or just one?
No, gosh, it'd be more like an hour. But let's see here. Which one do we want?
Do you have any thoughts, Randy?
Either one works for me.
Wait, I'm in January. Let me look here.
25th, I'm wide open.
Let's go Thursday. That way they can travel home Friday if they want and not mess around with their weekend. That's okay with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thursday sounds good.
25th at 10. And all of them.
Where does he live?
I think they both are out of the Minneapolis area. So
maybe, because that day's pretty open. Oh, if they'd rather fly in and out the same day, whatever their flight, maybe I don't know how those. What's the earliest you can get in here from Minneapolis?
Oh, like 8 or something. You can get in pretty early.
It's pretty early.
It's like a 6:30. Okay. We can go 11. That way I know they could be in the morning.
Then they can fly out on that 1:30 or whatever it is.
Okay. I'll let them know. 11 o'clock on the 25th.
All right. Oh, February. Oops. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I'll be 50 by then, Julie. Just so.
Days. Old. RTO update meeting.
Well.
Jerry. Or
On that one, last time we had this, we did not talk about the Clean Power Plan, and we told everybody that wait till next one. And so they're expecting, a lot of them anyway, to discuss Clean Power Plan. So I don't know if you want to make that the agenda.
Well, I think let's find a date, because I don't know if the transmission discussion needs to be about Clean Power Plan. I'd just like to keep the transmission group going about, where we're at with the discussion with MISO and SPP on cost allocation and all that. I think if we could pick a date now, maybe March or April, we can tweak that down the road, unless you guys...
I think March or April is good. I'm kind of curious to hear from them on Clean Power Plan, because my sense is...
MISO has done some modeling,
I think they're going to be delivering clean.
But this is
plan.
Where I think we're getting. You and I are not communicating, Scotty. I want these quarterly meetings. If we want to get MISO and SPP here to talk about Clean Power Plan, I think that's a separate meeting. The quarterly transmission meetings I've envisioned is me, commissioners meeting with MDU, yep. Otter Tail, and Excel transmission people. I don't like when MISO and SPP come and hijack our meeting, and that's what they do. Because I want to sit down.
Yes. So we know what the companies do.
Yeah, and we never
in our interactions with MISO.
That's exactly right. And in the last two meetings, it's like we schedule it for the companies, and then SPP wants to come, and then MISO wants to come, and then I don't feel the investor owns are as open when they're all sitting there. I know our meetings are open to the public, but I don't even want the RTOs coming to our meeting. So if we're talking two meetings, maybe, because I'm happy to hear from SPP and MISO about Clean Power Plan.
That's a good point, though.
Yeah, that is. It's really important.
So maybe
otherwise, we don't have those discussions with.
Yeah, sit down candidly.
To hear what's working, what isn't.
So it's pretty tough to tell them not to come.
No, it's not. You can't. They can come all they want. We just don't put them on the agenda. They're welcome to sit in the crowd. It's not their meeting.
Okay. So we could do two agendas.
Yeah, because I...
And don't call it RTO update. It's not an RTO update. We call it discussion, you know...
Transmission discussion. Okay.
I mean, obviously they still are interested in that, but it doesn't,
So we'll change this to transmission discussions.
Yeah, and I think that's what my intent always was, is to just have that meeting, and then when the other guys showed up, then they wanted time, so we gave them time. And the last time the FERC guys showed up, so then they ended up getting time, but we didn't get much out of the meeting that I wanted with the discussion with Otter Tail MDU, so... But to you guys' point, that'd be great to have the RTOs. So back to the March and April time frame, I still think is fine.
So for both of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so, if that's okay with you guys.
Fine with me.
So,
but on different days.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we could do them like, I'll just throw this out as a, Daryl, have we scheduled our meetings yet? We haven't.
I have a transmission update meeting on 1:30 on March 8th. What's that?
Let's look.
Yeah, we've scheduled our meetings. Hmm.
All right, Jerry, tell me what we did.
we missed that date. We might have set two of them. We might have set the January and then another one like in March or something. But
okay,
if we have one set for March 8th, that works.
Well, let's do this.
Do we have one set in January? I'm sorry, Brian.
No. I think that we could take the March 8th meeting and make that for the investor-owned so that call that the PSC transmission discussion, and then. If we want to take the 9th, but that's what I was just thinking. We haven't scheduled our commission meetings.
We've got to schedule our commission meeting past February.
We should need to do that.
So let me just, if we do the 24th as a commission meeting, that means the 9th will probably be a commission meeting.
Of February?
Of March.
I'm sorry. 24th, wouldn't it be the 23rd?
It would be the 23rd, but also the 9th.
Yeah. 9th and the 23rd. Well, the transmission, what are we using that the 8th for? What's that, the investor-owned?
I think that's what we just said.
Okay. Yeah.
But then I was thinking we could do the RTO discussion the next day, but then I was thinking that's a commission
then
day.
You're gonna invite them to, that will encourage them to come.
Okay.
What time on the 8th, the afternoon or something?
It's at 1:30. It's already on the calendar. Yep.
Okay, you're a great point, Julie. Why don't we do it then like the 16th or the 29th?
Works with me. That's
for the RTOs?
16th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys do it?
What date again?
I threw out the 16th or the 29th.
Either are fine with me.
Well, let's do the 16th because the 29th is
a meeting, right?
Either one. But let's just do the 16th. Get done.
Okay. So can we tweak that announcement I don't know, Jerry. Does it matter?
Did you just say do it on the 29th?
The
16th. At what time?
What works good for them? 11?
I suppose.
10:30? Let's say 10:30.
30 you want to do right after lunch?
On the 16th. I'd rather do it in the morning, personally, but...
Okay, it'll take them longer than an hour.
Oh, yeah, 2 hours? Let's not go longer than 2, though. 10 to noon. They can.
So then if you want to do it from 10 till noon, is that...
Sure.
I've seen the SPP update on this. It's like an hour, but that's great to have that. You're right. So, Esther, can you...
16th, 10 to noon, the RTO update on Clean Power Plan. And then the previously scheduled one at 1:30.
Can we call that investor-owned transmission update or something?
The one on the 8th.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Transmission discussion?
Sure.
All right.
Jerry, don't let those guys try to weasel in on our meeting either, all right?
So the 8th
is... But, of course, they may come.
As a member to the public.
Investor-owned transmission discussion, March 8th at 1:30. The 16th is from 10 to 12, and it's the RTO update on Clean Power Plan. Okay, then we've just got, we have mid-year performance reviews for Sarah, or for Sue, Pat, and Daryl. And then we have the meeting personnel and office space. So those two things. Do we want to try to do the, is Sue back? Do we want to try to do the mid-year performance reviews? Like, Monday or Tuesday? Or what's your guys' schedule like? You want to wait till January?
Well, I think, well, whatever works. I was planning on.
Gone next
being
week?
Being gone, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
We could go out till March or April.
Let's, what about,
what's tomorrow? Is everybody
tomorrow
back
morning?
Tomorrow? Yeah.
Tomorrow morning?
I'm cool.
I'm kind of tied up tomorrow morning. And Sue's not going to be back anyway.
No. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then let's just look at...
How about if we looked at the 5th after our informal?
Stood by me.
Sure.
Because I have to go out of here the 6th for the MARC meeting.
Do we have an informal, or is this just a whole...
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be heading to Fargo that day. I'd rather not do that. The 4th?
But it, to Randy's point, if we don't have an informal that day, we could maybe... Well, it depends. You're right. You got to go, so...
I know I'm going to be kind of jammed.
Okay.
The 4th?
The 4th, I can do it...
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon or, like, late. I have a dentist appointment in the morning, but...
How about 1, like...
2?
1:30, 2:15, 3?
Yeah.
Fine by me.
Okay. So we got those, Daryl?
Okay, yeah.
1:30 on the 4th, 2:15 and 3. Okay. And then this personnel and office space, I'd kind of like to do that. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not something that needs to be done sooner. What about...
I have nothing January 27th. Or
for me.
Sure. Do we have that long to wait with the rail space?
Yeah, we do, because we're, you know, we've
Mark,
got
in Mark's
Eric's
office,
in,
right?
In Mark's office, and we are going to start interviews next week, so.
But that space is there right now for the...
We can move this. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm guessing most days the conference room up there is open, too.
Oh, we got space, so it's...
Yeah. I just don't... I mean, yeah, I want them to have a permanent spot before long. I don't want them working in the conference room. Okay, so... Is that the soonest we've got in January to get together for something like that?
No, I don't think so. I just threw that out there as a date that was open.
I mean, because it's like an hour conversation.
What did we have on the 14th? No, because that day was free. I know we added something. January 14th.
We added directors' meetings and everything in the morning. So directors' meeting and the legislative discussion, but we still got the afternoon.
I think that would work for me. I got
works for me.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, I'd even throw out there that we could talk office space, personnel, and budget update.
Okay.
And maybe just that, you know, Randy queued it up a little bit about, you know, what's going on as far as the legislative stuff. And
okay, so the 14th at 1:30.
1:30?
Yeah. Okay. Does that cut? Then the Alexander Tank Farm, we're doing it. We already decided that one. That's at 1:25 today. Okay. And Alana, do you have motions for us right now on, or do you want to just add it?
Right, yep. Here.
Okay. Oops.
And while we're here, I was hoping for another...
Say that again, Jerry.
While we're here, I was hoping for another scheduling date.
Awesome.
This would be the Brady Wind project. We just got the applications in, and it's PU 15-690. And I'm thinking sometime in the last half of February.
Where's it at? I can't remember.
Don't we usually set those once we deem them complete?
Yeah, we haven't even deemed it complete.
Well, I need a hearing date. I would deem it complete at the same time that we do the notice, and I was hoping to do that on next agenda.
Well, how do you know it's complete?
It's not done yet. Next agenda. So I'll have a hearing date.
We can't set a date until we know it's complete, and we can't. We can't set a date to deem something complete. Because we don't know how incomplete it is.
We set a date for the hearing, so I have something to put into the notice, so we'll deem it complete at the same time we issue the notice.
But if it's not complete, if you find something you don't like, we could reschedule the hearing.
Right.
So you're just looking to...
He just wants a date to, for us to...
You just want
something
to look at
to
our
put
calendar.
In the notice. Huh? I'm hopefully good with the, was sometime in the last half of February.
I don't recall ever doing anything else this way.
Well, it's not a hard date, is what you're saying. We're just looking
to hold
some
time.
Yeah, just
give me a hearing date, and then...
Just like we did for
the... Yeah, we get set hard when the notice is issued.
We did the same thing with MDU generation.
This a whole...
I don't think I really need several. The ALJ said they could make it work, and Jack's going to be the attorney.
What about the 25th of February?
Say that again.
February 25th.
I'm good with whatever you...
Where do we have to go, Jack?
We set that MRITs.
Somewhere west. It's south of... it's about 15 miles south of the Taylor area there. Okay. And so we have to find a little town somewhere that has a place to have a hearing. So we'll work that out. Either that or in Dickinson, but... That's a bit of a drive for some of the people.
This would have to be New England or Dickinson. I don't know. Where else?
Did we pick the 25th already for something?
Number four.
For the Emirates discussion
in
the morning.
Oh, yeah. So that's out. Then let's go into March. Unless you want to do like the 22nd. I'm feeling like I'm missing some things on my schedule. I don't know. What are you guys looking at in the middle of February? 22nd?
I've got the
20th. Like those Monday mornings.
I got the 23rd open or March 2nd and 3rd.
23rd would work for me.
That's another one of those, right the day before. Commission meeting. I kind of like the second or third better, but I could do the 23rd.
And the second would work for me too. Let's pick that.
Okay.
March 2nd. Thank you.
And then, do we want to talk through this commission meetings?
Yeah, I don't. Why not schedule them now?
Okay, so the last one we have scheduled is on February 24th. So if we just look the 9th.
Yeah, it's fine by me.
And then 23rd.
Yep. Works out
the
perfect.
6th.
Yeah, well, that's fine by me.
April 6th.
Yep.
April 20th. March 4th.
May 4th.
I mean May 4th, sorry. And the 18th. And then do we get into trouble with Mark? What's the Mark dates again?
No, we're
first.
Good. The first is good.
First and then the 15th, so we miss it?
Well, that's what's where this? If we could maybe...
Oh, that's Mark. Yeah.
The 15th, maybe if we could do like the 8th and the 20th. Well, shoot. You know, we could do it...
Either the 1st and the 22nd, or we could do like the 8th and the 22nd and do 3 weeks...
Yeah, let's do that, 8 and the 22nd.
Does that work for you, Randy?
Yep.
You know, could we do the 8th and the 21st? Because the 22nd, a bunch of commissioners are coming out to tour GRE's dry finding.
Sure.
8th and the 21st.
It's a little bit off cycle.
It works.
Or the 8th and the 23rd, which that's better.
Either one is fine with me.
Maybe the 21st, then, if that's okay.
21st?
Mm-hmm. 8th, 21st. And then we go...
When is Nehruk?
July 24th, that week.
So the 6th and the 20th.
That would work.
July 6th and 20th.
Yeah, that would work.
So and is that far enough? 5 months?
Yeah, let's leave August.
Kind of aim for trying to keep August for staff vacations and stuff.
I think that was a tradition we should look at.
Oh, no, I like that.
To do.
Yeah, I don't know if you're in this day and age, I don't know if we ever get through that whole month, but you know, as it looks now, they have the last week of July.
Yep.
It'd be nice if we could maybe do 2-3 weeks in there, you know. And
20th.
We do the 6th and 10th
and the 31st or something like that of August.
Yeah. Well, let's just leave it for now. And then let's talk about it in June.
Yeah.
Okay?
Light years away.
All right.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Well, anything else for scheduling? Then we...
Jerry left.
We are adjourned.
No, we have a motion.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Sorry. Gosh.
I'll go back to
So I'll go back to...
opening comments.
Yeah. So this is the appointment of an ALJ. Okay. I move the commission request the director of the Office of Administrative Hearings to appoint the designated administrative law judge to reside as a substantive hearing officer into Tesoro High Plains Pipeline Company, LLC, 12-inch crude oil pipeline, McKenzie County, citing application case number PU-15-720.
Second.
I don't have any other comments to add.
We have a motion, a second. Is there other discussion? Since seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. Thank you, Alana, for getting that done. And I think now we are adjourned.